World History, Chapter 36, Section 1, The Impact of Science and Technology. Setting the stage. Beginning in the late 1950s, the United States and the Soviet Union competed in the exploration of space. The Soviets launched Earth's first artificial satellite and put the first human in orbit around the planet. By the late 1960s, however, the United States had surpassed the Soviets. U.S. astronauts landed on the moon in 1969. The heavy emphasis on science and technology that the space race required led to development of products that changed life for people across the globe. Exploring the solar system. In its early years, competition between the Soviet Union and the United States in the space race was intense. Eventually, however, space exploration became one of the world's first and most successful arenas for cooperation between the U.S. and the Soviet scientists. Cooperation in space. In 1972, years before the end of the Cold War, the United States and Soviet space programs began work on a cooperative project, the docking of U.S. and Soviet spacecraft in orbit. This goal was achieved on July 17, 1975, when spacecraft from the two countries docked some 140 miles above the Earth. Television viewers across the globe watched as the hatch between the space vehicles opened and crews from Earth's fiercest rival countries greeted each other. The first cooperative venture in space between the U.S. and the Soviet Union was an isolated event. People from different countries, however, continued to work together to explore space. The Soviets were the first to send an international crew into space. The crew of Soyuz 28, which orbited Earth in 1978, included a Czech cosmonaut. Since the mid-1980s, crews on U.S. space shuttle flights have included astronauts from Saudi Arabia, France, Germany, Canada, Italy, Japan, Israel, and Mexico. Space shuttles are larger than spacecraft and are reusable. Shuttle missions put crews into orbit around the Earth to accomplish a variety of scientific and technological tasks. The space shuttle is being used in the most ambitious cooperative space venture. The project, sponsored by the United States, Russia, and 14 other nations, involved the building of the International Space Station, ISS. Since 1998, U.S. shuttles and Russian spacecraft has transported sections of the ISS to be assembled in space. By the time it is completed, the ISS will cover an area the size of a football field and house a crew of six. Since October 2000, smaller crews have been working aboard the ISS. By early 2003, they had conducted more than 100 experiments. However, the suspension of the shuttle program after the crash of the shuttle Columbia in February 2003 put the future of the ISS in question. Exploring the universe. Unmanned space probes have been used to study the further reaches of the solar system. The Soviet Venera spacecraft in the 1970s and the U.S. probe Magellan in the 1990s provided in-depth information about Venus. On a 12-year journey that began in 1977, the U.S. Voyager 2 sent dazzling pictures of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune back to Earth. Both the United States and the Soviet Union have shown particular interest in the planet Mars. The U.S. probe Pathfinder, which landed on Mars in 1997, provided spectacular results. In 1990, the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, and the European Space Agency, ESA, worked together to develop and launch the Hubble Space Telescope. This orbiting telescope continues to observe and send back images of objects in the most remote region of the universe. Expanding global communications. Since the 1960s, artificial satellites launched into orbit around Earth have aided worldwide communication. This satellite communication, the world has been gradually transformed into a global village. Today, political and cultural events occurring in one part of the world are often witnessed live by thousands of people miles away. This linking of the globe through worldwide communications is made possible by the miniaturization of the computer. Smaller, more powerful computers. In the 1940s, when computers first came into use, they took up a huge room. The computer required fans or an elaborate air conditioning system to cool the vacuum tubes that powered its operations. In the years since, however, the circuitry that runs the computer has been miniaturized and made more powerful. This change is due, in part, to the space program, for which equipment had to be downsized to fit into tiny space capsules. Silicon chips replaced the bulky vacuum tubes used earlier. Smaller than contact lenses, silicon chips hold millions of microscopic circuits. Following this development, industries began to use computers and silicon chips to run assembly lines. Today, a variety of consumer products, such as microwave ovens, telephones, keyboard instruments, and cars, use computers and chips. Computers have become essential in most offices, and millions of people around the globe have computers in their homes. Communication networks. Starting in the 1990s, businesses and individuals began using the Internet. The Internet is the voluntary linkage of computer networks around the world. It began in the late 1960s as a method of linking scientists so they could exchange information about research. Through telephone line links, business and personal computers can be hooked up with computer networks. These networks allow users to communicate with people across the nation and around the world. Between 1995 and late 2002, the number of worldwide internet users soared from 26 million to more than 600 million. Conducting business on the internet has become a way of life for many. The internet, along with fax machines, transmits information electronically to remote locations. Both pave the way for home offices and telecommuting. Working at home using a computer connected to a business network. Once again, as it has many times in the past, technology has changed how and where people work, transforming human life. Advances with computers and communication networks have transformed not only the way people work, but lifestyles as well. Technological progress in the sciences, medicine, and agriculture has improved the quality of the lives of millions of people. Health and medicine. Before World War II, surgeons seldom performed operations on sensitive areas such as the eye or the brain. However, in the 60s and 70s, new technologies such as more powerful microscopes, the laser, and ultrasound were developed. Many of these technologies advanced surgical techniques. Advances in medical imaging also helped to improve healthcare. Using data provided by CAT scans and MRI techniques, doctors can build 3D-dimensional objects of different organs or regions of the body. Doctors use these images to diagnose injuries, detect tumors, or collect other information. In the 1980s, genetics, the study of heredity through research on genes, became a fast-growing field of science. Found in the cells of all organisms, genes are hereditary units that cause specific traits, such as eye color, in every living organism. Technology allowed scientists to isolate and examine individual genes that are responsible for different traits. Throughout genetic engineering, scientists were able to introduce new genes into an organism to give that organism new traits. Another aspect of genetic engineering is cloning. This is the creation of identical copies of DNA, the chemical chains of genes that determine heredity. Cloning actually allows scientists to reproduce both plants and animals that are identical to existing plants and animals. The application of genetics research to everyday life has led to many breakthroughs, especially in agriculture. The Green Revolution. In the 1960s, agricultural scientists around the world started a campaign known as the Green Revolution. It was an attempt to increase food production worldwide. Scientists promoted the use of fertilizers, pesticides, and high-yield, disease-resistant strains of a variety of crops. The Green Revolution helped avert famine and increase crop yields in many parts of the world. However, the Green Revolution had its negative side. Fertilizers and pesticides often contain dangerous chemicals that may cause cancer and pollute the environment. Also, the cost of chemicals and the equipment to harvest more crops was far too expensive for the average peasant farmer. Consequently, owners of small farms received little benefit from the advances in agriculture. In some cases, farmers were forced off the land by larger agricultural businesses. Advances in genetics research seem to be helping to fulfill some of the goals of the Green Revolution. In this new gene revolution, resistance to pests is bred into plant strains, reducing the need for pesticides. Plants being bred to tolerate poor soil conditions also reduce the need for fertilizers. The gene revolution involves some risks, including the accidental creation of disease-causing organisms. However, the revolution holds great promise for increasing food production in a world with an expanding population. Science and technology have changed the lives of millions of people. What people produce and even their jobs have changed. These changes have altered the economies of nations. Not only have nations become linked through communication networks, but they also are linked in a global economic network, as you will learn in Section 2.